Number 6, Fast Rock. It says, this strum pattern is 2 bars long. Be sure to play 2 bars of alternating up and down strokes, 8 strokes per bar. You should always do that. You should always have, when you're doing 16th note strumming, I'm sorry, 8th note strumming, you should always be, and you do always go 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, so that's 8 strokes per bar. You should always do that. I don't even know why they're saying it, but I know why they're saying it. They're saying you can't master this strumming without that, doing that, but that's true for every strum. Very slow, just on a D chord, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 3, and 4, and, all right, so down, down, up, down, down, up, 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 down, up, down, up, down, down, up, down, down, up, 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 down, up, down, up. Okay, now in this particular song, they're citing Good Lovin', which is D. Alright, so I'll do that super slow. Even though this says fast rock, we're doing it slow just to get you the pattern. This is one of the few strums that I wrote the harmonic rhythm underneath the chord changes. If you look on my PDF, the progressions. And so this one goes D for 1.5 beats. The G comes on the end of 2. So D, 2, and 3, 4, and. So the A comes in on the end of 4. The G comes in on the end of 2. Again, 1, 2, and 3, 4, and. All right, so don't go to bar 2 yet until you master bar 1. Down, down, G, down, down, A. And both chord changes, the G and the A, come on the upstroke. 1, called chord anticipation. It happens a lot in rock and roll or in any kind of music, jazz, whatever it is, country, classical music, it doesn't matter. Chord anticipation is all over the place. The strong beats, usually when you have two chords sharing a bar, they get 2 beats each, which is the case in this song. There's D and G share a bar. The A is simply anticipated in the next bar. So in bar 1, without any chord anticipation, you would have 2 beats of D, 2 beats of G. In the next bar, you would have 1, or let's say 1.5 beats of A, and then 1.5 beats of G, and then 2 beats of A. So that one's more syncopated. But the plot thickens with all this chord anticipation. So just follow along musically. If you need to write the numbers in, go ahead. But it'd be 1, 2, and 3, 4, and G. Oh, wait, hang on, I'm sorry. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. So at tempo, it's a... All right.